Hey guys, this is Nancy Perez. This is Live Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Today I'm coming to you from Studio 916. I have a very special guest. Today I have Joy Salazar. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for RISE Coalition. RISE stands for Resilient, Inspire, Strong, and Engage. Hi, Joyce. Welcome.
Hello.
So happy to have you on.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes. So I met Joyce at a RISE Coalition meeting, and I just was so inspired by everything she had to talk about that I was like, oh my God, she's a perfect person to have on, because she will just talk about all the things that inspire her to get involved, to do the thing. And as you guys know, since the beginning of the year, I have been doing a series on women who inspire. This past couple of weeks ago, we had International Women's Day, which was March 8th, and we are just celebrating women every day in our lives and getting inspired by the things that they're doing in the community. So Joyce, I want to know, you know, a little bit about you, a bit about what it is that, you know, got you inspired to say, you know what, I'm going to get involved in my community. And, you know, now you're the outreach, you know, community coordinator for it. So
yeah, a little bit about me. I think in the second phase of my life. Yeah. So I have more time to do things like this, but it really started, I think when I was a kid growing up with a single parent and watching the struggles that my mom faced, the challenges of a young single parent and trying to raise three children on her own, you know, working the night shift, and just, I mean, it was just so crazy. And that experience, I think, really, really inspires me to make a difference in the lives of other people.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So three siblings. So you're the oldest? Or
I am the
you're
oldest.
You're the oldest. Yes. See, I'm the oldest of five. So I understand that almost like your second mom, you know, second lead.
Yes.
So that really does propel you into that leadership role, whether you ask for it or not.
Right.
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 And coming from a single, you know, parent household, I think that it's really hard. And, you know, especially in the Hispanic community, it's something that, you know, sometimes even your own community is like, oh, you know, and you have to make do with the best, you know, that you can. But look at you now.
Right.
You are creating opportunity here in the community. So tell me a little bit about RISE and what RISE is all about.
So the RISE Coalition, again, Resilient, Inspired, Strong, Engaged, is focused in Southeast Colorado Springs. I began my RISE journey as a volunteer on the steering committee. And at that time, RISE was made up of 50 coalition partners, organizations within the city, agencies, private business owners, nonprofit organizations, all getting together really to work together towards one thing at a time or several large things at a time with the idea that the residents of Colorado, of Southeast Colorado Springs, would lead the way. And so they provide support, they provide funding opportunities for these big things that are happening in our community to happen. But again, it's through citizen-led change. And that's what's inspiring. They're listening to the people. They want to hear our voice.
Yes. And see, that's one of the biggest missions for me, coming to this country at 10 years old, not speaking the language, you know, like giving people a voice is so, so important, because if you can do that, you literally unlock this thing within people that now it's like there's almost this power that comes with it. Like, I'm being heard. I have a voice, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make it count. Right. And you're making yours count in a big, big way. And that's amazing what some of the things that RISE is doing here in the community. But for those that are listening that don't know what RISE is doing in the community, what are some projects that are currently happening, that are currently being worked on, that you could tell us a little bit about?
So let me start by just sharing a little bit of demographic information. Our zip codes, 80916 and 80910, have the largest minority rates in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. So we're like in a pocket.
Yeah.
We also have the highest poverty rate. We have a very high crime rate. We have health disparities. We have like high blood pressure, obesity, you know, so many things that that are against us as a community.
Right.
And we also have, we live shorter lives. Our lifespans are shorter. And so that's grabbed the attention of a lot of people from a health perspective. And it's not just, you know, going to the doctors once a year. It's not just immunizations. It's way more than that. It's connectivity. People right. connecting with each other. People, research shows that relationship, positive relationships, really improve health outcomes. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the things that really I was focused on as a volunteer on the Rice Steering Committee is how can we improve connecting community with what's happening with resources. We had resources in our community that people didn't even know of. We have events happening that nobody's showing up to because we don't know. So I started, when I started the work about a year and a half ago, just emailing people, hey, this is what's going on in our community. And little by little, people have started to connect.
Yes.
And so we're working on a couple of big projects. Panorama Park, the renovation of that, it's over, I think it's going to be well over $2 million.
Oh my goodness. In renovation.
Really? Yes. And that wow. is, that is... organizations, our coalition partners coming together with the residents of Southeast, coming together and sharing ideas, our partners collecting data, and then going off and putting and writing that data into grants. And so we have over $1 million of grant funding towards that park right now.
Already?
Already.
Wow.
And with our partners continuing to seek grant funding, it's just going to be amazing. So the city of Colorado Springs is one of our partners. Trust for Public Land is another partner. But I think the most important partner, I think, is El Paso County Public Health, because they really saw the vision of everything that was really needed yeah. in our community. And they're the ones that pull the partners together. So I pull the community together. They pull the partners together.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Wow. That, so at the meeting, you know, you guys talked a little bit, the meeting that I attended with Rise, you guys talked a little bit about it, but I did not know those were the figures
yes.
that were going to be put into it. That's incredible.
Yes. And that's just one of our projects to connect people. So the idea is that we'll build this fabulous destination park and people from our community will come and gather and have parties and fiestas and all of these things, but also Colorado Springs will come and see the greatness of our community.
Yes.
But that's only one project.
That's only one project.
Yes,
that's right.
Our second project we're working on is reactivating Mission Trace.
Okay.
We want to create a hub-like environment in that space. And so we're working with partners again to provide funding opportunities, to make connections with coalition partners and landowners and all of these things. So there's much more to come.
Wow.
Much more. Oh, and so for that project, that's already raised $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You guys are just doing the thing
yes.
over there. That's incredible.
Yes. But it wouldn't happen unless community was involved.
Absolutely.
Because people aren't going to build things in a community if people aren't going to engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the community buy-in first, and then we start building.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And so... for you guys that are listening, this goes to show you like how important it is. Businesses will listen. The county will listen. The local government will listen. If you make your voices heard, if you show up to these things, I know a lot of times it's very easy to just get stuck in a rut and be like, oh, I worked, I'm tired, this, I'm not going to go to this thing. I'm not going to go, you know, and attend this event on a weekend when I'm supposed to be resting. But if you want to create change, it starts with you. Right? So I want to encourage you all to make a change, to get started, whether you live here in Colorado Springs or wherever it is that you live. Go out there and seek opportunities to get involved in your community, to volunteer for different things. Like, look at Joyce. She started volunteering and now she has a whole job and she's doing all these things and, you know, meeting with these very important people and creating opportunity for a lot of us. Talking about opportunity, thanks to Joyce, I having you job. So after going to this meeting, you know, like she said, she sends out emails and all this stuff. And I applied for a marketing outreach coordinator job for a Catamount Institute here in Colorado Springs to get kids outdoors. So now I will be doing that here in a couple of weeks. And it's all because of the work that you're doing, you know. And when I invited you to be on the podcast, I didn't know that was going to be the case. When I, you know, went to the meeting, I didn't know that opportunity was going to come. But sometimes it literally just takes an action of saying, hey, this looks interesting. Let me go to this volunteer meeting because I don't know what it's about. But I love the Southeast region. I lived here for a long, you know, I've lived here for 6 years. And I, you know, record out of the Southeast. And I love this library. I love what's happening in this area. And, you know, I hate when people are like, oh, it's so culturally diverse. And I'm like, there's like a fast food place. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, and I think they're talking about the demographic of people, yes, you know.
They're looking at numbers.
Right.
They're looking at numbers, but we really want to start looking at people.
Yes.
And so that's my passion. And maybe I'm moving a little bit farther ahead, but it's all about people. It's all about connections.
Absolutely.
Networking is one thing. It's like, what can I get out of you? But when we connect, mm-hmm. like you and I connected, we're both advocates.
Yes.
And so there was that obvious connection.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, this is what happens when you connect with people.
And I think, like, once you set your mind to these big dreams, they will just naturally happen. You know, I always tell people on the podcast, like, think of the best case scenario, you know, think of whatever it is, follow your highest excitement, just go with whatever it is that, like, makes you happy and makes you, like, fulfilled. And it won't feel like a job. It won't feel like a task. Like, my schedule, it is constantly filled with things that I'm doing and, you know, events that I'm attending or workshops that I'm facilitating. But it's all because I have this love for community, you know, and then now it's become into a job that I get to do and then go to, and it's not going to feel like a job. And that was always my goal, you know, medical administration, it's all great, but, you know, doing the podcast, talking to people, just reaching like real lives and, you know, having people message me like, wow, like, you know, this one episode you did on depression, like, looking at you and looking at your photos online, it's easy to be like, oh, she doesn't go through that stuff. But just bringing it down to the level where it's like, we're all going through something, but if we can connect on some level, it will like move us further ahead as humanity, period. Because then we won't think we're so different, right?
Right.
And that's always the goal. So what is it like, what is the next step for you? What are you looking to accomplish next? I know you're working on all these big projects, but for you, Joyce, the woman behind the job title, like, what is it that you're working on in your personal life that you're, you know, what do you want to grow and work on?
So I'm a storyteller, so I'm going to start with,
yes,
a little bit,
tell
of
me
history.
A story, I love it.
So I found myself working in production planning.
Okay.
And I loved it. I loved it. But I wasn't engaging with people. Mm. And I oftentimes got comments like I was rude. I'm, you know, I'm just very direct and, you know, not too much connection with people. Mm. But I loved my job. So there were a couple of people during that time that gave me some nuggets. Mm. And if I'm not mistaken, it was in 2006 or 7 that the VP of the company that I worked for, he said to me, because I lacked confidence. I lacked a lot of confidence. I mean, I could write it down on paper. I could make sure that it didn't happen and not have any mistakes. But when I had mistakes, that would just throw me off my game. Mm. And it would just crush me. I would be so embarrassed. I mean, it was crazy. So anyways, he said, I went in there to tell him something, and he said, you are the hub. And I'm like, no, you're the hub. You know, I wasn't able to receive a compliment or something positive. He said, no, really, you're the hub. I rely on you to know everything. Wow. I rely on you to know what's coming in piece parts. I rely on you to know what's on the production floor. I rely on you to know what's ready to go out the door and to make sure that it hits the customer's target date. Wow. I'm like, wow. Okay. So then, so that was a nugget. Another nugget was somebody had mentioned to me, she's kind of trying to be nice, but didn't really talk to me directly. She gave me a book.
Okay.
And so John Maxwell, it was a leadership book.
Oh.
And in that leadership book, I read that 85% of a person's success is based on relationships. And low achievers rely on processes and procedures.
Mm.
And I was angry, and I slammed that book shut because that was my life, right?
Right.
And so a couple of months later, I reopened it, and I thought, well, if this is true, let me try it out. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to establish relationships. I'm going to try. And I remember I called down to the warehouse, and somebody picked up the phone, and I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And she's like, who's this? And I'm like, this is Joyce. And she's like, what do you want? Because I had not been that person to have relationships. And so from that point on, I said to myself, I'm going to start building relationships. Mm. And I did. It was hard for me, but I wanted to be successful. And if that's what it took, I was going to do it. Well, later on, I found out that I was an introvert. So it's like, oh, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. So I'm finding out all of these things about myself. And I'm looking at other people around me, and I'm like, man, if I could only share with you what I know.
Right.
And so, again, I go back and forth. My early childhood, what I've learned now, where I want to go. And the next person, he really invested in me. It wasn't a nugget. He invested me. And I would like to just say, hi, Edison. Thank you very much. I'm here because of you.
Aww.
He wanted to help develop me professionally and personally. He said, can I mentor you so I could take you to the next level? I said, sure. I didn't know what that meant, but that was throwing me into things that he knew I could accomplish, but that I wouldn't step out into myself. And so he asked me one day, he said, so what do you think about higher education? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd go to school if I wasn't as old as I am. I didn't want to tell him how old I was. So I said, as old as I am. And he said, you're never too old to learn.
That's right.
So at the age of 48, I started Pikes Peak Community College.
Oh, wow.
I started a business administration degree. And I didn't want to fail. I failed 2 math classes. But he was okay with that. But, I mean, he backed my dream to get a degree.
Yeah.
He didn't know that I graduated from high school with a 1.87 GPA.
Oh, wow.
Which was, I think you just, because I was there for attendance or something. And I never told him. But he believed in me. So my belief in him, believing in me, drove me to continue.
Yes.
Long story short, I changed my degree from business to social work because of my passion to help people.
Yes.
So I will be graduating in May with my bachelor's degree in social work.
That's incredible.
With a 3.8 GPA.
Congratulations. Oh, my God, Joyce. That's incredible. But that's 3 people, you know, whether they knew it or not, they believed in you in some way or another.
Absolutely.
And guys, like, you know, sometimes when we don't have those people in our lives, you have to go out there and seek it. And some of you might be listening to this self-help podcast, you know, trying to find something like that. And I just want to tell you, like, you all have greatness within you. It's just a matter of unlocking it, finding that voice and finding that passion of what am I good at, right? You went for business and you were like, yeah, I failed 2 classes. This is not great for me. But what am I actually passionate about? And there's nothing wrong with rerouting your life at different points, right? I think it is so important, you know, that society sometimes places these ideas in your head that, like, at this age, you know, you're supposed to have this and that. And at this age, you're supposed to be here and there. And, you know, when I went through my divorce and when I went through all these things, I got really depressed. And, you know, I'm Mexican. And, you know, in my culture is like, you do step 1 and then step 2 and then step 3. And then if you're not doing the steps in a line, then there's something wrong with you. So I felt like I was going through a crisis. And through this crisis, I found like my actual joy, my actual, you know, passion for just communicating to the world that like, dang, you know, I actually went through hardships as a kid, you know, coming to this country, all these different things, not knowing the language. Like, that was true hardship. A divorce, yeah, that was like freedom, you know. But because of the societal pressures, mm-hmm, it's so easy to get caught up. It's so easy to be like, well, you know, if I don't have this, or if I'm not doing this in this timeline, then there's something inherently wrong with me, right? Which is the farthest from the truth. But, you know, we have to believe in ourselves. And
we do. We do have to believe in ourselves, but sometimes we can't. Oh, I forgot to add that Edison, the great thing about him, the great and the sad thing about that situation is he was born in Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
And he lives in Georgia, and I lived here in Colorado Springs. He was my manager. We talked every week. We had a conference call every week. I think we saw each other face-to-face maybe about 6 times.
Wow.
That was it. But he was invested in me.
Yeah.
And it made it, that was great for me, because somebody finally saw me.
Yes.
Without the physical piece all the time, but they saw my potential.
Yeah.
He saw my potential. The sad piece is, in this community, there's 60,000 people.
Wow.
In this city, there's many more people. In this country, how many people do we have?
Right.
It took somebody that was born in Indonesia, who moved to Georgia, to see me. That's sad. And I don't want for anybody else to have to wait. Oh, and he was born after me. He's younger than me. I don't want anybody else to have to wait. I don't want anybody in the realm of my influence to have to wait for somebody else to see that.
Oh, true passion right there. Yes. I love that. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to see people and we want to hear them out, and we want to be like, I see you, you have greatness, and you just have to go and achieve. And I think that the work that you're doing here in the Southeast region of Colorado Springs is incredible. I think the rest of Colorado Springs, which is, I think now over 500,000 people live here, will also get inspired and see, because so many things are coming out of the Southeast. So many different things are happening here, which is a region that normally doesn't get looked at. Right. You know, it doesn't get the second look. And a lot of it is because of the things that you have mentioned, the crime rate, the poverty rates. And it's predominantly, you know, Black, Hispanic, lower income communities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sucks. But at the same time, look at what you're doing. Look at what's being achieved. And, you know, greatness is the only thing that is to follow. And I'm confident of that. And, you know, now with this new position that I will be having in a couple of weeks, I will be a big part of that.
Yes.
And I'm so excited for that, because it all comes together. So, you know, even though you didn't know that you were going to be doing this and creating this, and that we were going to be sitting here having this conversation, through your passion, through your love for community, here we are. You're affecting real people's lives, you know, and now I get to go to a job that is not going to feel like a job, you know, and we are in this awesome library that is also in the Southeast, and the things that are happening here in a $500,000 studio. And again, like, most people wouldn't even give it two thoughts, but people are putting real money, real bucks.
Yes.
And it's just, it's going to follow.
Because there's not everybody sees potential in the Southeast, but there are those who see the potential.
Absolutely. So we've talked about all these different things. I want to know, how do you keep it all together? How do you stay sane through it all? Is there anything that you do, like, you know, to do that? Do you get a massage? Do you like meditate? Do you do yoga? Like, what do you do?
So, my strength has come from my faith in God.
Okay.
And before the outside influences came in, I mean, when you're at rock bottom and you have nowhere to turn, it seems like he's always there.
Mm.
And it's hard to believe in something that you can't touch or feel.
Right.
But man, when you have no other hope, it's at that time that I reached out. Yeah. And so I have 4 children. My, I've been married for 32 years, 32 wow. and a half years. And my husband is amazing. He's my anchor. Has it been easy? No, but it certainly has been the best relationship that I've had in my whole life. Mm. We have 4 children. Our youngest son died.
Oh.
And It was through that that my husband and I drew closer together.
Yeah.
But then we had other things, and at that time it was just me and God. And I started to I started reading my Bible, and I heard people saying, you have to believe who God says you are. Mm. And so I had nobody else, no other positive, you know, input. And so I just took a chance, and I started believing what he said about me, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am made in his image. Aww. And I could do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. I am an overcomer, and that God is a man of war, and I am molded after my Father, my Heavenly Father. I love, inside this, I am a warrior.
Oh, I love it.
And my husband, it's funny, the other day he says, so what's the warrior princess wearing today? I said, I have a meeting, so I think I'll wear a skirt.
That is so cute.
So it's my faith in God that grounds me.
I love that. And, you know, for those of you that are listening, you know, whatever it is that grounds you, you know, lean on it, you know. Yeah. For me, I say Mother Earth, the universe, the stars, the moon, like all of that. But for some people, that is just that word, God. Yeah. You know, and it's beautiful because we live in a time and in a place where you don't have to follow a certain, you know, a certain religion or a certain guideline. But if it brings you peace, and if it brings you joy, and if it fills your insides with like warmness, then that's that for you. And yeah. I think that's beautiful, and the conviction in which you talk about it is very inspiring. And I think that's what it's all about. I think when we talk about, you know, religion, it's very easy to be like, oh, that subject.
Yeah.
But I think that if you feel about it like that, with that conviction, with that heart, then it is the most beautiful thing that, you know, you could reach out to, and that yeah. you could feel. Joyce, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
I look forward to working with you in the future. Guys, if you want to keep up with Joyce, you can go to Rice Southeast Colorado, COS, on Facebook. Or if you want to know more about how to get involved, you can email her at ricecoalition.secos@gmail.com. Joyce, again, thank you so much. Guys, if you want to keep up with us, you can go to lifecopeapp.podomatic.com or on social media, LifeCopeLLC. As always, you can keep up with me on nancyiperez.com. I'll catch you next week. See ya.